right, good morning, y'all. It's Josh Barrett back with y'all again. We'll go through Ephesians 6. First, I want to say I hope y'all have had a good week. I know it encouraged mine and Wendy's hearts and Juby's to see. We had a little video conference with our group, our small group, the other day, and it was really neat to see everyone. To see the kids mainly. That's really what we wanted to see. So it was neat. So I hope y'all have had a good week. I hope these daily podcasts and or videos have been an encouragement, have been beneficial. I pray that it has. So Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. Kind of take Mr. Mike's approach to this this morning, kind of go in sections. And so, children, obey your parents. We've all heard that. I don't think I was an adult before I realized that it was the first commandment with a promise. That's on me for not knowing the word, right? So children, be obedient. And then it follows up with some fathers, don't provoke your children to anger. So since your children are called to be obedient to you, let's remember a reminder of a huge promise, huge deal there the fathers have. As children are being obedient, don't provoke them to anger. Don't wield that power over them. Wield it lovingly and for the good, to discipline them in the instruction of the Lord, to teach them and to teach them well and to love them well. I know it's been said a lot that we all tend to relate to the Heavenly Father sometimes bent on our relationship with our own father. So it's a huge responsibility for everyone, definitely, for all the fathers out there. So another call, as we've heard about husbands and wives earlier in Ephesians, this reminder for parents. Verse 5, bondservants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ, not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with goodwill as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a bondservant or is free. Masters, do the same to them and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him. So Paul is just addressing here the situation that was at hand. I think I read where probably a third of the adults that he was writing to at this time could have been bond servants, or a third of the population was. And so it's obviously not the ideal. One of the signs of the fall as any kind of slavery or anything like that is not the ideal, but in this case, this was reality. And so Paul was reminding them and reminding the free that you're working to the Lord. You're not working for your master. And to whatever you do it to do it well. And so I'm reminded of Daniel and Joseph in the Old Testament. Definitely they were not free, but they had their faith, and they worked well, and they worked their jobs well, and they were different, and they stood out. And once again, this upside kingdom that we're called to, that's what we're called to do, to be the light to the world. So a reminder for that, a reminder for the masters, a reminder for our day. Supervisors or anybody with any kind of authority, to not threaten it, not doing it in an unloving manner, and to remember, hey, you may be the master of a couple people here on earth, but you've got a heavenly master that's really the one with the power, and he's just and holy, and he has no partiality with him because of that, and he'll be held accountable too. So this a reminder for back then, a reminder for us that we're to, if we have a position of authority, we're to remember who's our ultimate authority. And I think if, obviously, if we have that in heart and remind ourselves of that, we'll be better. We're not going to be perfect. We'll be better. So verse 10, the whole armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, fastened on the belt of the truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me and open in my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak, so that you may also know how I am and what I'm doing. Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage your hearts. Peace to the brothers, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love incorruptible. So the whole armor of God. Got just a few minutes to do that, right? That's going to be we can't go into it, obviously, as much as we could. We could spend weeks on this. But it's a great reminder for us, so let's go through it a little bit. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. So we know from other scripture that the devil's out there prowling like a lion, seeking whom to devour. So he's there. He's ever present. Sometimes we don't think about that. We see other issues and other things in our life, but he's out there. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. So we don't normally think of the heavenly places as having these evil spiritual forces. But if we read in Revelation and some others there, going back to Daniel, you know, Michael even says that he would have been here sooner, but the prince of Persia kept him. So he had to kind of battle him a little bit and beat him down. To get over there to reveal, you know, some of the awesome things towards the end of Daniel. So I would encourage you to check out the Bible podcast, the Bible Project podcast. We've talked about it a little bit before, Zach has. If you know Heath, he talks about it a lot. But I would encourage you to check that out about the heavenly beings. And there's some videos in the podcast on that. Can really kind of open up your mind a little bit more to what's coming on. And Jubilee is up, and probably hungry. So It says, verse 13, therefore take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, there's a lot of stands. We're called to stand firmly in our faith. There's a lot in Revelation about that as well, to persevere to the end, to hold fast. So stand firm. Fasten on the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of something that is a gift, right? Because we are not righteous. And as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. Shield of faith, but you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. So they're coming, right? These darts are coming from the evil one. The helmet of salvation, that is protects the most important thing. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And as we will remember, this is hugely important. It's how Jesus resisted temptation. He didn't come up with words of his own. He had the Word of God in him, and of course he was the Word, but he gave it back. And so he recalled these God bless you, he recalled these scriptures to be able to go on the offense. And that's our only offensive weapon, along with prayer, and praying at all times and in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication, to persevere, to stay alert. He even calls, and we've heard a little bit about that in Mark, about how the disciples couldn't do that. They failed. We fail. I know I fail at this, praying at all times in the Spirit. Let's get Jimmy. Hey, everyone. Mm-hmm. All right. Whoa. Okay, be quiet. For a second. Dude, it's almost three. To make supplication for the saints, to be there for them, to pray always. And so I would encourage that, especially since we're apart. Let's make it a point to pray for each other, to pray for start off with our small group. You should be doing that anyway, but to pray for other people as they come to mind that they're in our body. And of course, even doing ones without. Okay, hop down. Dave's gonna pray. And always, of course, to pray for the gospel as it's proclaimed. And so he ends this letter with a lot of references to love, and grace, and so for it to be over the people and for peace. So that's kind of how we'll end that, our time together. God, we do thank you for your word. God, I pray that we would have a passion and a love for it more. God, help us to stand firm. God, and help us to realize that there is a cosmic war going on. God, allow us to see some of that in the Spirit, that we may be willing and ready and able to step in with things such as prayer, or even if it's just kindness in those that are going through a battle. God, help us to be the light to the world, to stand out even at work, even whenever it's not fun and there's some injustice at work, or even in the home or whatever, God, that we would lay down our life, God, and we would work unto you, reminding ourselves, God, that you are in control. God, we don't work here on earth, God. This earth is but a vapor, God. This is just the beginning, and there's more to come, God, and it's help us to see the grander scheme, the bigger picture. God, help us to put on the full armor of God. God, to stand firm in the faith, God. Keep us. I pray that you would watch over us. God, help us be prayer warriors for each other, for this all those around us. God, we thank you that we can approach you through prayer. God, a holy and just God that we shouldn't have access to, but it's through your Son that we do. God, thank you for TGP Wardville and all those folks that we come into contact with in community. God, I pray over them. I pray for grace and love. Help us to love well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, guys. Probably see y'all in a week.